You're about to listen to an audio sermon by Pastor John Pierre Becker. For information on this podcast or any other resources, visit gfm.co.za or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's such an honor and a privilege to come into your homes and speak the Word of God. The Bible says the Word is like a hammer. The Word is like a sword. So open your heart now as the Word of God comes forth.
Joel chapter number 2 and verse 24. And the threshing floor shall be full of grain, and the vats shall overflow with the juice of the grape, the juice of the grape. And I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never be put to shame. And you shall know and understand and realize that I am in the midst of Israel. Turn to somebody and say, God is in the midst. And I, the Lord, listen, I am your God and there is no one else. What stands out for me in this chapter is the Bible says that the vats will overflow with the juice of the grape and the oil. If you go study the word grapes, you will find it speaks of success in life. Somebody shout success in life. Therefore, this morning in the first part of the series, I want to speak to you about tasting the grapes of success. Turn to somebody and say, you're going to taste the grapes. I want you to write this down. Man is born with a supernatural need to conquer and win in life. Man is born with a supernatural need to win and conquer in life. It has been invested on the inside of you. Slavery is unnatural. Our mind functions from the view of the predator, not the prey. Thus, the lion and the elephant are in the cage, and man has become their keeper. Genesis 1:26 and verse 28 says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So does somebody say, you are called, you are born to have dominion. Somebody shout dominion. Which means that man supernaturally craves greatness. Come on, New Zealand. God has placed a supernatural craving on the inside of you for greatness. Greatness is on the inside of you. Success is on the inside of you. Come on. Multiplication is on the inside of you. Fruitfulness is on the inside of you. Divine breakthrough is on the inside of you. Come on, somebody. It's not on top, it's inside. Christ in me, the hope of glory. We possess an obsession to expand and increase. We possess an obsession to expand and increase. We were born for the high place. We were not born for the low place. We were born for the high place. I'm talking about the high places of success. I'm talking about the high places of increase. Come on, somebody. We were not born to be down and out. We were born for the high place. We were born to be successful in business. Come on. We were born to be successful in life. There's no such a thing as being born as a failure. You were born as a champion. You were born as an overcomer. I feel like prophesying this thing. You were born in Christ. Come on. You were raised up with Christ. You are in Christ in heavenly places. You are already in a high place. Somebody shout and give God praise. Come on, New Zealand. Give God crazy, radical, supernatural praise. Somebody shout the high place. We were born for the high place. we instinctively gravitate towards increase. We instinctively gravitate towards increase spiritually, mentally, and financially. Turn to somebody and say, I gravitate towards increase spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. I'm pulled to it. I want you to know that God is shifting your life. God is turning your life around. He's turning you into a money magnet. He's turning you into a magnet of success, which means you're going to draw success to you. You're going to draw increase to you. You're going to draw multiplication. It's going to gravitate towards you. Somebody give God praise in this place. The devil is a liar. Him and his mother-in-law. God has chosen you for greatness. I break lack off of you. I break scarcity off of you. I break failure. Somebody give God praise. If you... I know it's Sunday morning, but I feel the spirit of success in this place. Success can take you. The supernatural spirit of success can take you from a zero to a hero overnight. It can take you from flowing in hundreds to millions overnight. I feel the power of God on this. I wonder if you can give God 60 seconds of praise in this place. Come on. Woo! We gravitate towards increase spiritually, mentally, financially. We are pulled to it. God says, if you meditate upon my word day and night, I will make your arabosh. You will make your ways prosperous. Therefore, I eat the word. I devour the word. Because as I devour it, as I listen to it, I'm making my ways prosperous. I'm making ministry prosperous. I feel the power of God. Somebody give God praise in this place. Write this down. The seed for need was supernaturally planted by the Creator. The seed of need was supernaturally planted by the Creator. As I look at the Word of God, I look at Ephesians chapter number 1. And for those of you who love the Word, I want you to read it with me. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 3. I want us to know this morning that we have been predestined for success. We have been pre-planned for success. Success is not an accident. It is the plan of God for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Which means that the success God sends on the life journey, it is not an accident. It was planned before creation. And Ephesians confirms it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, He has blessed us. Verse 4 says, He has chosen us. Verse 5 says, He has predestined us. Verse 6 says, He has accepted us. Verse 7 says, He has redeemed us. He has forgiven us. He has abounded towards us in wisdom, verse 8 says. He has made known to us the mysteries of His will, verse 9 says. He has sealed us, verse 3 says. He has enlarged our understanding, verse 18 says. He has raised us up to sit with Him in heavenly places, Ephesians 2, verse 6 says. Which means I have been predestined. I have been foreordained. Before your father had sex with your mother and they conceived you, God planned you. And that is the case I need to build this morning here and there in New Zealand. I need to build this case like a lawyer in the courtroom. Because when this meeting is over, you're going to walk and run with the revelation that you have been pre-planned, that you are not a mistake, that you are not a failure. You might have been born into a world of failure, but that does not define you. That does not make you a failure. I feel the power of God on this, and I cannot be quiet about it. I need to get excited about it, because this morning God is going to raise up a people that know and understand that they have been destined. Turn to somebody, say, you have been destined. So many people say, Pastor, you don't understand. My mother, my father, they were drunk and they had sex, and I am a mistake. I wasn't planned. Even if your mother and your father didn't plan you, God planned you. There's no such a thing as a mistake. I feel the power of God on this. I feel the spirit of failure is being broken off of you in the name of Jesus. I don't know what lies the devil told you, but I came to tell you, you are born into success. You are born into greatness. To hell with the devil and to heaven with the people. God is breaking scarcity off of you. Come on, somebody. God is breaking poverty off of you. I have been destined. How can you say this, Pastor? Give us more scripture. I thank God for your attitude, because everything must be based on the Word of God. So thank you for asking. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 and verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 and verse 14 to 15 says, I want you to go there. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 14, New Zealand, go there. Check if it's in the Bible. How many of you know it must be in the Bible before we believe it? We don't want opinions. We want the Word of God. We don't want quotes. We want the Word of God. God watches over His Word, not quotes. Which means if you're not full of the Word, God is not watching over you. Oh my God, I feel the anointing of that. I say if we're not full of the Word, it means God is not watching over us, because the Bible says He watches over His Word. So I need to make sure I'm full of the Word, I'm loaded with the Word, because I want God to watch over me. Turn to somebody, say, God needs to watch over me. I need to get full of the Word. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14. I know that whatever God does, it endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it, underline this, and God does it. Turn to somebody, say, God does it. And God does it so that men will reverently fear Him, revere and worship Him, knowing that He is. Turn to somebody, say, God is. Watch this now. That which is now. Somebody shout now. Say with me, say, that which is now has already been. And that which is to be already has been. And God seeks that which has passed by so that history repeats itself. So when success manifests in your life, Ruan, it is only history repeating itself. When success manifests in your life, Donnie, it is just history repeating itself. Let me rewind to Genesis 1. The Bible says God created light and He saw that it was good. The word good means successful. So when God created the universe, He said, I just did a good job. I just accomplished something successful. And He said, it is good. It's the same with your life. When success manifests in your life, it is God repeating Himself. Give me 5 chairs down here quickly and 5 chairs down here quickly. Turn to somebody, say, history repeats itself. Say it one more time. Say, history repeats itself. And then on this side, like that, just give me like a hallway over here. Turn to somebody, say, history, it's repeating itself. Say with me, that which is now has already been. Turn to somebody, look them in the eye, tell them, say, this morning has already been. Which means you have been here before. Before the beginning began, God already begun. Which means we have been predestined, because Paul confirms it, that God has blessed us. How many of you know that's past tense? Tell somebody, say, you have been blessed. You have been favored. You have been chosen. This is going to break the poverty and the failure mindset off of you this morning. So watch this now. So God pre-planned Ruan. Quickly come here, Ruan. God pre-planned Ruan. God knew what family Ruan will be born into. God knew exactly what school Ruan would go to, because God planned him. God knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nothing comes to God's surprise. You can't surprise God. You can surprise me, but you can't surprise God, because everything has been pre-planned. Everything has been predestined. He even knows before you knew Abigail is coming. He knew the beautiful wife you're going to get married to. He knew you're going to get married to Vanessa. How many of you know Ruan has been pre-planned? He's been predestined. But watch this now. So your God has set out your entire life. But when God laid out Ruan's life, he set up parameters. He set up boundaries. And I love the book of Proverbs, because it teaches us how to live and how to walk in our boundaries. It instructs us how to stay in the pathway God has destined for us. If there is no parameters, we will fall into sin.
You have listened to an audio sermon by Pastor John Pierre Backer. For information on this podcast or any other resources, visit gfm.co.za or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.